On Morgan's AM, US equity markets fought to rebound from Monday's rout, but failed as the Dow Jones trended lower for most of the session and closed in the red.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets fought to rebound from Monday's rout, but failed as the Dow Jones trended lower for most of the session and closed in the red. The Dow Jones lost 50 points or 0.15%. The S&P shed about 0.1, following its worst day since May on Monday. However, the NASDAQ composite rose 0.2% as investors bought some major tech shares like Apple on the dip. The small cap Russell 2000 was up 0.18%. Asian markets were stable overnight, helping sentiment in the US initially after fears grew Monday that the liquidity crisis at Chinese developer Evergrande would lead to global contagion. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index rose 0.5% after dropping more than 3% on Monday. Stocks roared back earlier in Tuesday's session, with the Dow up more than 300 points at one point before giving up all those gains as trading continued. Investors remain cautious ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates and release of economic forecasts on Wednesday. The Fed will release its quarterly economic forecast, the so-called dot plot, along with the statement on interest rates at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Powell will have a press conference after the announcements. Limited U.S. economic data with all eyes on Powell's comments. European bourses closed higher on Tuesday, bouncing back from heightened investor nerves over the Evergrande situation in China and ahead of the US Federal Reserve's two-day meeting. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index closed up 1%, led by travel and leisure stocks, which climbed 3.2%, as most sectors and majors FTSE 100 rose 305 points or 1.2%. Looking at individual shares, Entain surged 18% to the top of the Stock 600 after NBC reported DraftKings had made a $20 billion takeover offer for the British online sports betting and gambling firm. Entain's board confirmed the bid with the LSE but did not disclose the price. Meanwhile, Universal Music Group's shares surged in its stock market debut on Tuesday, which marked Europe's largest listing so far in 21. Travel shares got a boost from news that the US is to ease travel restrictions on fully vaccinated travellers from the UK and Europe. Airline group IAG and hotels firm IHG rose 3.1% and 2.2% respectively. Base metals were relatively quiet overnight. Copper fell 0.14% to $4.10 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel rose 1.2%, aluminium was up 0.5%, and zinc was up 0.4%. Benchmark spot iron ore was flat overnight to $93 a tonne. If not for the 5-cent rise, that would have seen its 10th consecutive day in the red. Gold futures continue to rise as Evergrande fears persist, with futures contracts up $12.80 or 0.8% to $1,780 an ounce. Silver rose 1.5%. Oil prices rose on Tuesday after sharp losses the previous session amid tighter US supply, which were the result of recent US storms taking production offline. The October WTI contract, which expires on Tuesday, gained 0.4% to settle at $70.56 a barrel after dropping 2.3% in the previous session. The more active November contract gained just over a dollar a barrel to $71.15. Brent crude gained 0.6% to settle at $74.36 per barrel, having fallen almost 2% on Monday. Royal Dutch Shell, the largest US Gulf of Mexico oil producer, said on Monday that damage to offshore transfer facilities from Hurricane Ida will cut production into early next year. About 18% of the US's Gulf oil and 27% of its natural gas production remained offline on Monday, more than 3 weeks after Hurricane Ida. US Treasury yields were flat overnight as investigators navigated the Evergrande-led sell-off in equities and awaited details from the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting this week. The yield on the 10-year benchmark note and the 30-year Treasury bond were up by around one basis point to trade at 1.3% and 1.85% respectively. The Aussie dollar unchanged, buying 72.3 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.